Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Supreme Court of the State of South Dakota, the Honorable David Gilbertson presiding, is now open for the transaction of any business that may legally come before it.
Good morning. This is the time and the place that has been set in a special rules hearing. The record may show that per our rules in regard to notice that this was published in the Bar newsletter appropriately. Madam Clerk, have you received any written responses? Very well. Then six is withdrawn at the request of the person who submitted it. No other correspondence, Madam Clerk?
No.
All right. Very well, then. We'll go through these one at a time. Anybody wishing to speak, please come to the podium. Number one is an amendment to SDCL 15-1227. This is proposed by the magistrate judges. Does anybody wish to speak on that? Ms. Roberts.
Good morning, Chief Justice, Court. As the Chief said, this proposed rule came from the magistrate judges. The rationale behind the rule is to make the system more user-friendly and more convenient to put or sensitive to potential jurors and to assist with the issues of court scheduling. Currently, 5 days are allowed for a change of judge in a misdemeanor jury trial case, and the magistrate judges assert that this time is too short. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Yes, sir, Ernie, does anybody else wish to speak on this, either for it or against it? If not, we'll proceed to proposal number two. This is an amendment to the appendix to Chapter 16-1A, and it's submitted by Circuit Judge Poitra of the Fifth Judicial Circuit. Ms. Roberts, do you wish to speak on this one?
Yes, Chief Justice in Court. Just one comment, basically, from the Judicial Ethics Committee. They are wanting to allow have this change, which would allow the committee more discretion to decide whether an opinion should be sent out to all judges or just the judges that submitted the question, and that is the rationale behind submitting this proposal.
And I understand that Judge Poitra is a member of that committee.
Yes, Chief Justice.
All right. So basically submitting it on behalf of the committee.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any questions for Ms. Roberts on the proposal number two?
So my understanding is then this just gives them discretion of whether or not to write it or what?
Chief Justice, Justice Meyer-Henry, what it is it gives them the option or the makes it permissive to provide the informal opinion. And whether or not it has to be sent out to everybody or just that one person.
Further questions for Ms. Roberts on proposal number two? If not, we'll go to proposal number three, and this would amend SDCL 16-13-31.1 in regards to preservation of jury selection records and their inspection. This is submitted by the presiding judges. Ms. Roberts, do you wish to speak to this one?
Yes, Chief Justice. May it please the Court. The concerns behind this proposed rule are twofold, identity theft and privacy issues. This rule was put forward by the presiding judges. And their rationale behind it is that it is frighteningly broad and offers no privacy or identity protection for jurors. They've asked this court to clarify the statute to offer the public more protection when they serve as jurors. They want to stress that they feel that it is a serious issue, and in this day and age of identity theft and privacy issues are very serious threats, and they believe the UJS has a responsibility to protect our citizens. Basically, the amendment continues to allow inspection, but it provides the circuits and the individual courts a method of protection by determining whether or not the request is for legitimate purposes.
All right. Any questions for Ms. Roberts on proposal number three? Being none, we'll go to four. This is a proposed amendment of SDCL 25-4A 16.1, also proposed by the presiding judges. Do you wish to speak to that?
Yes, Chief Justice and Justices. This comes out of a movement to assist people in implementing standardized guidelines into a pre-existing court order that might not have them. It's clarifying language and also to streamline the system where a lot of people are utilizing pro se forms and not having an attorney to represent themselves. You'll notice on the first overstrike that needed to be removed because that's inconsistent with federal law and state law that does require particular formalities within these pleadings. And we have to comply with that. So it's a little misleading to the public when it says no particular formality is required. So we removed that. The others are suggestions by the presiding judges to just streamline the system to make it easier for the public and eliminate any confusion and keep us in compliance with state and federal law.
Any questions for Ms. Roberts on number four? And we'll go to number five. This is a new rule proposed to be designated as 1526A 70.1, dealing with pro se filings. I take it you do not wish to speak on this? All right, thank you. does anybody wish to speak on this? There being none, well, I guess number six is withdrawn, and that is it. Having allowed the public comment on all of our proposed rules, we will be in recess until 10 o'clock when we have our next proceeding. We're in recess.